Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. You can find just the right story at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, everyone. Let's get ready to be calm on Awe Island. Have you been taking your deep dragon breaths? They're so relaxing. Now, let's see if you have everything you want for our story today. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax. Set your listening buddy to your side, and let's start by taking 3 deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out through your mouth, pretending you are breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby elephant. Last one. Fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Close your eyes as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Enjoy the feeling of relaxation and hold your hands as if you are holding a beach ball. You are holding a ball of loving energy. Can you feel the energy ball growing? Feel the warmth in your hands. Now slowly move your hands apart. Then towards each other. Now apart again. Then, towards each other. Now bring the ball of energy up to your heart and allow the energy to melt into your body. Your heart is happy and warm as you place your hands on your chest. Take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy warm your body, the energy flows up to your forehead and divides, resting on both sides of your head. Feel it flow just over and behind your ears, then down the sides of your neck to rest in your shoulders. Now the energy streams join together, warming your heart. Feel the warmth and take another deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy in your heart, once more, the loving energy flows up to your forehead and divides, resting on both sides of your head. It flows just over and behind your ears, then down the sides of your neck to rest in your shoulders. Now the energy streams join together, warming your heart. Enjoy the gently flowing energy. And let's take one more deep dragon breath. Fill up your chest and belly in and out. Now, imagine the energy stream dividing again, this time flowing up to your shoulders. Feel the warmth and take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy flow across your shoulders, relaxing them. With your hands holding onto your shoulders, give yourself a big, tight hug. Relax and let your hands slide lightly down your arms, drawing the energy through your arms and out your fingertips. Enjoy the gently flowing stream of energy, and let's take another deep dragon breath. Fill up your chest and belly, in and out. Feel warm, loving energy fill your heart and then overflow. One more time, imagine the energy streams dividing and then floating up to your shoulders. Feel the warmth and take a deep dragon breath in and out. As you enjoy the feeling of energy, roll across your shoulders, relaxing them. With your hands holding onto your shoulders, give yourself a big, tight hug. Relax and let your hands lightly slide down your arms, drawing the energy through your arms and out your fingertips. Enjoy the gently flowing stream of energy. And let's take another deep dragon breath. Fill up your chest and belly, in and out. Continue to feel the warmth of the energy stream. And let's take three more deep dragon breaths. Remember to breathe in through your nose, filling up your chest and belly, and then out, pretending you are breathing fire. Deep breath in and out. Feel your legs, back, and belly soften. Again, deep breath in and out. Now, as your chest, arms, and shoulders relax, think of a baby elephant hugged tight by its mother's trunk. You feel connected and loved, just like the baby elephant. Last one, fill up your chest and belly. Deep breath in and out. Keep your eyes closed as your head, face, and neck soften, completely relaxed. Loving energy surrounds you, and you are cherished. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Cuddly Koalas. Gazing across the animal sanctuary on Awe Island, the setting sun illuminated a cluster of bluish trees. As the sun slowly slipped down below their branches, it changed from yellow to bright orange to red. Kira Koala stretched, waking from her daily rest. She looked over and saw Kian Koala was waking up too. She decided to climb up and chat with him. The strong branches dipped slightly with the movement of the graceful koala. As Kira climbed the blue gum tree, she admired the sanctuary grounds. Most of the animals were settling in for the night. The koala wondered what they had done all day while she had been resting. "Hi, Kian. Did you have a nice rest?" Kira asked. "It was okay," Kian said, looking down and away. His tummy was hurting a little. Kira continued talking, not realizing that Kian was feeling sick. "I had a wonderful rest," she said. "It's so nice up here. I was just noticing all the animals going to sleep as we get up. And I wonder what they do while we are asleep. Have you ever seen what they do?" Kian could see that Kira was really curious. And he was too. But the rumbling in his belly distracted him. Kian took a deep dragon breath in and out. To see if it would help. For a moment, it did. The little koala smiled and said, "I haven't noticed either. That's a good question." Then he said as the rumbling returned, "I'm sorry, my tummy hurts. I don't feel like talking right now." Kira was so curious about the other animals, she didn't hear what Kian had said. "I think we should wake each other up in the middle of the day so we can see what the other animals do. Don't you think that's a good idea?" Now Kian had a hurt tummy and a hurt heart. Why was Kira ignoring his feelings? He turned away from her and climbed to another branch. Maybe he was hungry. It was time to eat. Kian Koala made his way to the manna gum tree and started to nibble on some juicy leaves. Slowly, his tummy stopped rumbling, and Kian began to feel better. He had just been hungry. Back in the blue gum tree, Kira felt upset. She had been excited and wanted to share her curiosity, but Kian had ignored her. She looked over at Kian in the manna gum tree, happily eating. Then she wrinkled her brow, crossed her arms, and turned away. She was feeling crabby now. Kian felt much better with a satisfied tummy and looked over to see if Kira was heading over to the manna gum tree to eat too. She wasn't. She had turned away and folded her arms. She looked really crabby. Maybe she was hungry too. Kian climbed back over to the blue gum tree to share his insight. "Come over to the manna tree and eat. You'll feel better," Kian said. Kira just responded with a "humph." "I was just trying to help," Kian said. He wrinkled his brow, crossed his arms, and with a "humph," turned away from her. The two grumpy koalas sat in the tree, neither willing to budge. The dragon was walking through the animal sanctuary and noticed the two koalas sitting in the blue gum tree. Dragon smiled at them, but the koalas just kept frowning. The dragon stopped, puzzled by the koala's reaction. Kian and Kira noticed the dragon, and feeling curious, they turned to see the dragon more clearly. As they moved, the koalas glimpsed the other's grumpy face. Their faces were so grumptastic that Kira and Kian began to giggle. The giggles turned into laughter, and then they shared a great big koala hug. Happy that the koalas felt better, the dragon continued on its walk through the sanctuary. After their big hug, Kian asked Kira, "Why didn't you come eat dinner?" Kira said, "I felt hurt that you were ignoring me." Kian said, "I wasn't ignoring you. My tummy was hurting. I thought you were ignoring me when I told you that." "Oh," Kira said, "you were just hungry. I knew something was different. I'm sorry, I should have listened to you. And I could have invited you to come eat. Well, I'm glad that's settled now. Are you still hungry?" "I could use some dinner," Kira said. "Yes, I am," Kian replied. And with that, they both headed over to the manna gum tree to eat their dinner. With full bellies, the two koalas yawned, ready for a nap. They climbed back to the blue gum tree to nestle in. Kian and Kira found their favorite branches and wished everyone on Awe Island happiness and peace as they thought of all they had to be grateful for. Kira was grateful to have a cozy spot to sleep. Kian was thankful his belly was happy again. Most of all, they both were thankful to have a good friend to share the comfy blue gum tree with. The koalas hugged themselves tight and then relaxed. Then they realized they had a puzzle to solve. What did the other animals do during the day? Kira took a deep dragon breath in and out. Deciding they could figure that out later. Kian took a deep dragon breath in and out. And smiled. Then together, they took one more deep dragon breath in and out. The koalas fell asleep, eager to explore the mystery together. Thank you for joining us to Be Calm on Awe Island. See you next time.